We present Kenneth Williams, Clement Freud, Peter Jones, and Derek Nimmo in just a minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parsons.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Hello, and welcome to Just a Minute. And we're rather sad this week because it's the last recording in the present series of our games. So we do hope you're going to enjoy it. And once again, I'm going to ask our three contestants to talk, if they can, on the subject that I will give them without hesitating, without repeating themselves, and without deviating from the subject on the card. And we'll begin the show, the last in this series, with Kenneth Williams. Who better? And Kenneth, something which you illustrate magnificently in just a minute, but will you talk on getting wound up? Starting now.
This is essential for clockwork motors. They must be wound up or they won't operate at all. And I had the misfortune to lose the instrument which actually does the winding, which is called a key, and went and found one in the most unlikely location you could imagine, a place called the Lanes. In the South Coast, it is actually a resort which I cannot name because, as you know...
Derek Nimmer has challenged.
Brighton.
You're supposed to advertise.
So, while you're correct in what you said, Derek, what is your challenge?
I'm just trying to be helpful, that's all, really. It's the last game.
But you were very helpful. I don't know why
give him a point,
why he couldn't easy publicise Brighton, I don't know. It deserves to be publicised. But you weren't deviating or repeating or hesitating, so it's an incorrect challenge, and you get a point for that, Kenneth, and you keep the subject of getting wound up with 28 and a half seconds left, starting now.
Inside a murky little shop, I found this old lady with a face like the Malay Peninsula, and there was a wart at Singapore, and it cracked like a whip when she sneezed. And she sold me this extraordinary instrument, which I have described to you before.
Derek Nimmo challenged.
Repetition of instrument.
Yes, you said about the instrument before. And so, Derek, this time it was a correct challenge, a point to you, and 8 seconds left. The subject getting wound up, starting now.
I was hoping that Derek O'Kane would talk about getting wound up and the way we like to think of him. That wonderful excitement that comes out of him, he throbs, and he comes all the way from Great Portland Street and all the lovely things.
Okay, with you, Derek. I was expecting the same thing, and that's why I introduced the subject in that particular way. But he, true to Kenneth's form, we never quite know what to expect. He went off and called me quite else. The whistle, as usual, in just a minute, is blown by the creator of the game, Ian Messiter, and he tells us that 60 seconds is up. And whoever speaks at that moment gets an extra point. It was Derek Nimmo, of course, and Derek naturally is in the lead of the result at the end of the round.
During this brief pause, I would just like to say hello to Clement Freud, just to show that we are here.
What did Clement Freud wish to say?
I would like to reserve my hello.
Well, we're all here, I hope. And Derek, we'd like you to take the next round. The subject is eggs. Would you tell us something about that in just a minute, starting now?
Eggs are the produce of the hen. Egg Saturday used to be the day before Shrove...
Clement Freud has challenged.
Deviation.
Why?
Not necessarily.
What? Not necessarily.
Are eggs the produce of a hen?
You're absolutely right, but they are, and they can be, but not always. So he wasn't actually deviating from the subject. He didn't say they are always the produce of the hen.
That was tacit in the statement that he made.
Eggs are...
It might be tacit in your offbeat world, but not in everybody's, and I don't think it within
so
the context...
So no is the word you're searching for?
No.
I'm just I don't know what you're talking about. We're saying tacit in the assumption. Tacit means silent, doesn't it? I think he means it was implicit, doesn't he? Tacit?
You can use tacit in both senses. In musical sense, if it's tacit, yes.
Well, it's silent, isn't it?
No.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about.
In musical terms, tacit, as far as I know,
is silence. Why don't you get on with it instead of all this mucking about? Get on with it.
Not a word we've got much use for in this programme.
There are two meanings for the word, and there are 54 seconds on eggs with you, Derek, starting now.
There is a supposition that people who are bored, they're called eggheads, and people pretend that they are intelligent because of this.
Peter Jones.
The repetition of people.
Yes, all right, Sir Peter. You have a point for a correct challenge. And 48 seconds, eggs, starting now.
What a good idea it was on the part of nature to help birds to avoid having to have their young inside them for such a long time. Human beings, 9 months in the case of elephants, I believe the mind boggles at a period of 3 years when they have to bear their infants.
Now, Kenneth Williams.
We're going to deviation. We're
now into gynecology, aren't we?
I agree. We're talking about giving birth more than eggs.
Right.
And the subject of eggs is on the card. So, Kenneth, you have it now, and 29 and a half seconds, eggs, starting now.
They are binding. Everybody knows about that. And consequently, you should make sure you have a bit of fruit with them as well. Preferably a plate of raspberries, which also have a connotation which will not escape the notice of those among you who form the cognoscenti.
Peter Chuck Jones.
Well, now he's talking about constipation.
You are perfectly right, Peter. And one thing we don't want in just a minute is to get too constipated. So you get the subject back of eggs with 9.5 seconds left, starting now.
I think the very nicest kind of eggs are in the form of caviar, which comes from the royal sturgeon. And if you can get a bit of lemon...
Peter Jones was speaking as the whistle went, gained the extra point as well as others, and he's in the lead with Derek Nimmo at the end of the round. Peter, will you begin the next round? The subject is forgetting the tagline. I'm sure you've some... Well, I don't have any experience of that, but maybe you can talk on the subject in just a minute, starting now.
Yes, I have had a little experience of this, but I remember a friend of mine, Robert Morton, who used to appear a lot on the radio with something he called his bumper fun book. He really made a career, and a very good one, out of forgetting the tagline. He would start to tell a story, as, for instance, one of a medical student being examined by a master who holds up an object like a Henry Moore sculpture, a yellowish thing, and asks the student what it is. And the boy replies, "I think it's a bone, sir." Whereupon the older man says, "Is it human?" And the other man on the other side...
Ah, we weren't going to hear the tagline.
You're not going to hear the tagline.
No, Clement Freud challenge.
Repetition of man.
Yes, sorry. I'm afraid so.
Shall we hear the tagline now?
Yes. They want the tagline now, Peter.
Well, there's quite a bit more before we get to the tag, you see.
Give it to them then. And you're not inhibited by being interrupted now. So what's the tag?
Well, then...
You've forgotten it, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
Anyway, he says,
"I must confess, sir, I just don't know." And he says, "What is your excuse for this appalling ignorance?" And the student said, "I have an excuse, sir. It is that I thought the exam was tomorrow." better forgotten, really.
Yes, it's one of those taglines, as you were. Clement, you had a correct challenge before we got the forgotten tagline, which didn't work. And with 19 seconds on forgetting the tagline, starting now.
It is an awfully difficult thing when you're telling a story or a joke to an audience and you go on building it up, and in the back of your mind you realise that when you come to a certain point, it is going to become impossible for you to finish the aforesaid anecdote. And therefore...
Derek Nimmo, sir.
Foresight?
Yes. The foresight saga anecdote. Deviation of what? Grammar?
Yes, indeed.
I would agree, yes.
Not grammar.
Well, pronunciation.
Pronunciation.
Quite right.
English or something like that. 2 seconds on forgetting the tagline with you, Derek, starting now.
Roses are red and they...
Well, Derek Nimmo has gone back into the lead at the end of that round, just ahead of Peter Jones. Clement Freud and Kenneth Williams are equal, 1 point behind Peter in third place. Clement, your turn to begin. The subject, brickworks. Would you talk on that in just a minute, starting now?
Brickworks is actually something I know a little about, because in Whittlesea there are a very substantial number, and they produce, and this will not surprise anyone even if they don't come from that part of North Cambridgeshire, bricks. Thousands upon millions of them every day. And you can gauge the prosperity of that part of the countryside which...
Derek Nimmer challenged.
Dearies, I don't believe they produce millions of bricks. Actually, not thousands upon millions.
Actually millions and hundreds of thousands of millions in not a very long time.
I am going to put this to the superior wisdom and judgment of our delightful audience.
Could you put it to those who come from Whittlesea?
Well, anybody from
can't
Whittlesea
you, as
the
a
audience?
Chairman, decide? What a joke!
We have got some
you
people
have to ask
from
an
Whittlesea.
Audience
right, I will
be.
Ask the people from Whittlesea first. If they make millions of bricks in a day, would you please cheer for Clement Freud? And if not, you boo for Derek Nimmer, and you can all do it together now.
Hooray!
The two people from Whittlesea cheered, and all the rest of them booed. But I think the cheers decided that Clement Freud probably has the benefit of the doubt. So, Clement, you keep the subject of brickworks. And there are 36 seconds starting now. Kenneth Williams' challenge.
Hesitation
is right. There are 34 seconds left. Kenneth, the subject is brickworks, starting now.
There is a very fine site where bricks were made from the original clay, do you see, in the Mycenaean area, just outside of Athens. And I was taken by a young lady who was a graduate of the university of that place, and she showed me the kilns where these were fired in order that the original constituent... hardened and in the process become weatherproof against the tempests of nature. After all, you ask yourself the sort of climate that is visited upon them.
So, Kenneth Williams was speaking as the whistle went to gain that precious extra point, which has put him in second place. Equal with Clement Freud and Peter Jones, and just behind Derek Nimmo. Derek, by the way, has 5 points. The rest have three, and the audience have one. Kenneth, will you begin the next round? The subject is Monk. Will you tell us something about it in just a minute, starting now?
General Monk is the man whose statue should be outside. No, we were there, oranges, wasn't there? And then there was that Chelsea lot, the pension still in it today.
Peter Jones has challenged.
Repetition of there.
Yes.
Well, these are so stupid little petty things to pick on, aren't they? I think it's so petty that I'm above all that. I'm bigger than that. Do you know what I mean? I have a more generous spirit. I would only challenge if someone was genuinely sort of running out of steam or a great bore, and that could never be applied to me.
Dennis, no, you could never be a big bore, but I'm afraid you were challenged on a word that you repeated, and I agree, though it's a bit tedious, it is correct.
Oh, let him have it. After all, he is getting on, isn't he?
And he also wishes to get on in the game, and that's why he challenged. So, Peter, you have a point, and 27 seconds on Monk starting now.
Any monk who devotes his life to a spiritual period in a monastery has my admiration, although...
Clement Freud...
Well, it's deviation. All monks devote their lives to that. It really...
He didn't. He said, if any monk...
No.
What is your objection or your challenge?
Oh, never mind.
It's the first time I've seen Clement Freud looking deflated and...
It wasn't remotely deflated. It's your stupidity, which I found totally incapable of coping with. Nothing else.
You've often wondered why they made me chairman of Just a Minute. Perhaps you're realising it now. They had an intelligent chairman. Perhaps you wouldn't all look so good.
Well,
there are 18 seconds left for Monk with you, Peter, starting now.
Though they do spend a great deal of their spare time in brewing beer and making wine, cooking and so on, because they enjoy...
Kenneth Williams.
We've got they're doing this and they're doing the other, brewing beer and having drinks and all that, and the subject is monk. Singular.
Well, some of them are.
No, he's gone on to discuss a load of them.
We hope that every
the subject on the card is monk, and therefore I discuss general monk in the proper fashion, which we should be doing
doesn't
now,
say
and
general
you well
monk.
Know it. And you know it, you... That's why you've gone white. Look at his face.
Look.
I'm very red, actually. It's rather hot here.
It doesn't say General Monk.
It doesn't say General Monk on the card.
You
it just says
know
Monk.
Everybody in this audience knows who the great Monk was. Oh,
it doesn't say the
yes,
great
look at that
Monk.
Woman there. She's thrilled with pride. The breasts are heaving with pride. Oh, yes, this audience knows.
Am I going to get the subject back or not?
You never lost the subject.
Thank you.
We just wanted to hear from Kenneth's heavy breast yes. breathing on the... on 9 seconds on Monk with you, Peter, starting now.
The only monk in my book is Thelonious Monk. I met him in New Zealand, where he's wearing a sheepskin jacket on account of the... Cut.
Well, as you realise, Peter Jones got a lot of points in that round, including one for speaking as the whistle went, and he has increased his position and taken quite a strong lead. Derek Nimmo, your turn to begin. The subject, whistles. Will you tell us something about those in the game starting now?
I bought 5 most beautiful whistles. In fact, I had them constructed specially for me in Hong Kong recently. They were, goodness me, frightfully reasonable as whistles go, and they were made of blue serge and a wonderful tweed material, and I brought them back with me. In fact, I actually wore one through the customs, and I was hailed as one of the best-dressed men ever to come through number 3 town.
Kenneth Williams.
Well, judging from the number of suits he's told us he got, and he says he wore them through the customs. I mean, is he wearing all these suits through the customs? I mean, how many suits is he wearing passing through the customs?
He wore one, which he did say, actually.
He said, I wore them.
No, he said he wore one.
I thought a suit was a whistle.
Yes. In Cockney rhyming slang, that's right. I don't think he was deviating. No, Derek, continue with 37 seconds left. Whistles starting now.
That wonderfully emotive phrase, whistle down the wind, it derives from the fact that when they were setting a lovely hawk into flight, they used a phrase...
Clement Freud.
The repetition of lovely.
Yes.
Oh, very niggling, though. I mean, it was a charming sort of story we were about to hear, and it's very niggling to
I don't think that's niggling at all.
Like that, very niggling thing. It sounded gorgeous, this orc going up in the air. I was quite, you know...
Well, if you
I was
didn't
quite...
challenge on legitimate faults in the
I
game...
I think you, wouldn't... as a chairman, should put your foot down and say, no, come on, give people a chance to develop a theme. You see what I mean? You're not really
That would be an entirely different game, and I immediately be buzzed and said, this is a new rule, is it? And you'd all three, or all four of you, be right at my throat in no time at all. You know you would, you wicked so-and-so. Clement Freud, a correct challenge. 30 seconds left. Whistles starting now.
I've always wondered why it should be a sign of cheerfulness to whistle, because if you remember the Walt Disney tune, A Whistle While You Work, it did imply that there was an element of happiness, or at least less than total sadness. Sadness.
Derek Nimmer.
My vowels are not. My vowels are really not going very well today, are they?
Sadness, he said. Mm. Having trouble with his vowels.
Isn't that odd? Yes.
It's not Clement Freud's best vowel day today. And Derek, you take the subject back. 14 and a half seconds on whistles starting now.
Of course, sometimes you can whistle if you're afraid. That's quite interesting, I thought. But never mind about that. I was walking through Hyde Park and I saw coming towards me 2 nuns. And I whistled. And you should have seen them turn round. And I waved a cheery hand towards them. And they gave me a sly wink.
So, Derek Nimmo's 2 nuns kept him going until the whistle went. He gained the extra point and he's caught up on Peter Jones and then together equal in the lead. Clement, we'd like you to begin the next round. The subject, Sweet Fanny Adams. Would you try and talk on it in just a minute, starting now?
Sweet Fanny Adams is actually a very tragic tale. This is absolutely true because the lady in question was murdered in the 18th century, and her body was found floating in the River Wey in Hampshire, or possibly Dorset. And the Royal Navy adopted...
Derek Nimmo challenged.
Hopfields of Kent.
No, what I know of Sweet Fanny Adams, it was the River Wey, whether it was Dorset or Hampshire, I'm not sure, but I think it was Hampshire. So, Clement, you weren't deviating. Is there somebody in the audience who knows about, who lives in the river? What's that?
Hampshire.
Is there a brickworks nearby?
I didn't know whether part of the River Wey was also in Dorset. It is entirely in Hampshire, is it?
I'm sorry.
Oh, thank you very much. It's a long river, doesn't it? Ladies and gentlemen, the audience now have 2 points, which is a record for just a minute.
But Clement Freud still keeps the subject because he wasn't deviating according to the challenge of Derek Nimmo's, and there are 43 seconds left. Sweet Fanny Adams, starting now.
Shortly after this case, the Royal Navy adopted Fanny Adams, or in fact, Sweet Fanny Adams, as another name for tinned mutton. And this is actually totally true.
Yes, there was a hesitation. It was totally true, but it was a hesitation.
And ugly.
I beg your pardon, Clement?
I didn't speak.
You haven't spoken for ages, obviously. It's just that your lips move and words come up. Kenneth, you have the subject. There are 28 seconds on Sweet Fanny Adams, starting now.
Well, we all know those wonderful words. Sweet Fanny Adams, she is the joy of my heart. Writ on my vest, drawn on my chest, I should be sorry if we had to part. Sweet Fanny Adams. I've repeated that line. Somebody should challenge.
Derek Nimmo's challenged.
Repetition of Sweet.
Sweet Fanny Adams is on the card. So, there are 11 seconds left for Sweet Fanny Adams. Still with you, Kenneth, starting now.
The reason that Clement Freud has so rightly pointed out that the circumstances were so straitened, that it was such a story of...
Clement Freud challenged.
Hesitation.
Yes, and there are 4 seconds on Sweet Fanny Adams, Clement, starting now.
Sweet Fanny Adams is also another way of saying nothing at all.
Clement Freud was speaking as the whistle went, gained another point as well as points in the round, and has increased his lead. The situation now, we must be getting fairly close to the end, is that Derek Nimmo is a few points behind in second place. Only 1 point behind him is Peter Jones, and a few points behind them, Kenneth Williams. Kenneth, we want you to begin the next round. The subject is the great piazza, a coffee house. And will you tell us something about it in just a minute, starting now?
Well, we know that it stood opposite Drury Lane, the theatre there, and that when the theatre went up in flames, as it did on one occasion, Sheridan apparently was seen having a glass of wine and was accused of being always callous in the face of such appalling disaster, and said one had a right to warm oneself from one's own fire, because it was his theatre. Well, that was the assumption.
Derek Nimmo challenge.
Repetition of theatre, 3 times.
Yes.
Well, I mean, it's a good story. Why don't you see, you're picking on these little things. Is that, do you call that sportsmanship? I mean, do you think that's playing the game?
Yes, it is playing the game of just a minute.
You should play the game as an Englishman and be honourable and noble as I am and generous.
Yes. Right. I was getting a message then. That right was not for...
Was it from the next world or this one?
Well, seeing it came from our producer, I would say it was from the next world, because that's the awe with which we treat him.
It's a sort of mixture of Saint Bernadette and Joan of Arc, isn't it?
Yes, and also there's other things I've been called in this game. We can make a list of them. Derek, I agree with your challenge, and you have 49 seconds on the Great Piazza Coffee House, starting now.
The Great Piazza Coffee House indeed stood in Covent Garden, and there started, like in so many of these places, people coming together and insuring things like at Lloyd's, and from these coffee houses sprung up great clubs like White's, built only, what, in the 18th century?
Kenneth Williams.
2 likes.
Yes. Right. Well done. And he was the one who said, oh, these little words, oh, what's sporting. Oh, it's rotten, isn't it? I think it's right. But it is. Kenneth, you've got a correct challenge. There are 30 seconds for you to take on the subject of the Great Piazza Coffee House, starting now.
It was in this particular place, you know, that John Gay had a long chat with that old twit, Dr. Arne. Now, I don't hold with him. I think Rule Britannia is an awful sort of tune anyway, and I think the lyrics are pretty rotten too.
Clement Freud is...
Repetition of I Think.
Yes, you thought too much in that round.
Well, I think that's awfully petty, don't you? Picking on these little things all the time. I think they should have MPs in this show at all.
Perhaps we shouldn't have actors either, and then we will be. But there are 14 and a half seconds on the Great Piazza Coffee House with you, Clement, starting now.
One of the most memorable things about the Great Piazza Coffee House is that there was never a pizza house siege, not there anywhere. 82 people were once...
Clement Williams challenged.
Good deviation. It says piazza, it's not pizza.
two things are quite different.
I quite agree.
Thank you. Thank you, Nicholas. I'm glad to see that you recognize the justice of my challenge.
Yes, yes. He's being complimentary again. I'm getting a bit worried. Ken, if you have 4 seconds on the Great Piazza Coffee House starting now.
Well, you know, the interesting...
Derek Nimmo, chap.
Repetition of you know.
Well, I mean, he's so... I mean, to pick on little things like that, is it fair, Nick?
No, it's not at all fair. Kenneth, I'll give it back to you. It wasn't quite fair. And you've got 3 seconds. 2 seconds on the Great Piazza Coffee House starting now.
It was where he wrote, a thing of beauty is a joy forever.
So, though I was a little unfair there to Derek, because it was a correct challenge, Kenneth came in at the end with the whistle went. So, but let me just wind up myself by saying that Peter Jones finished only just in fourth place. Kenneth Williams was in a strong third place, just behind Derek Nimmo, but only 2 points ahead of him was our leader this week, our winner, Clement Froy. We hope that you've not only enjoyed the show this week, but we hope that you have enjoyed the series. And I would like to echo all the things that Peter Jones said about myself, and particularly if you enjoyed the series, well, just let's hope we'll all be together again when we play another series. Until then, from all of us here and all the guests we've had throughout the series, goodbye.
Chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The programme was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by John Browell.